For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A Burnsville man drowned Saturday in Emily. Chelsea Perkins has more.
The Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office says 29-year-old Cody Kent was at Little Emily Lake Park with family and friends. He swam out into the lake before disappearing beneath the water. A friend located him underwater, and Kent was removed from the lake. Emergency responders attempted immediate rescue efforts, but Kent was pronounced dead. The Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. This is the second drowning in Little Emily Lake this spring. 19-year-old Cameron Walker drowned in mid-May while paddle boating with friends. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Minnesota Republicans endorsed Kendall Qualls for governor Saturday at the GOP convention in Duluth. The Army veteran and former healthcare executive beat out House Speaker Lisa Damith after 10 rounds of voting. The Minnesota Reformer reports the convention was marred by alleged voting irregularities. Malfunctioning voting devices set off a heated debate among delegates on how to proceed. Damith has previously pledged to abide by the party endorsement, but the Reformer says she declined to comment on her future plans and seemed to leave open the possibility of continuing on to the August primary. Filings for state office closed Tuesday. Senator Amy Klobuchar earned the nod at the DFL convention Friday in Rochester. Her recent pick for lieutenant governor was also endorsed. Klobuchar announced Friday that former Fergus Falls Mayor Ben Shire will be her running mate. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan was endorsed for U.S. Senate. She'll face a tough primary challenge from southeastern Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig. Craig was not at the convention. She announced earlier in the week that she'd forego the endorsement. There will also be a competitive Republican primary for retiring Senator Tina Smith's seat. Former Navy SEAL Adam Schwarzy won the endorsement Friday over former sports broadcaster Michelle Tafoya, but Tafoya says she'll continue to the primary. Republicans also endorsed Nate George for state auditor over former gubernatorial candidate Scott Jensen. They chose former state representative Tad Jude for secretary of state and trial lawyer Ron Schutz for attorney general. DFLers endorsed former Duluth city councilor Zach Filipovich for state auditor and incumbents attorney general Keith Ellison and secretary of state Steve Simon. Rock Ridge will make its first softball state tournament appearance in program history Tuesday. It's been decades since an area team advanced to state. Virginia made its only appearance in 2001, and Eveleth Gilbert did so in 1988. The Wolverines earned the fourth seed in AAA and will play St. Francis in the quarterfinals. Five other Northland teams will play in the state tourney starting Tuesday in Mankato. Brainerd and Esko are both repeat qualifiers facing an uphill battle as the lowest seed. The Warriors will face Forest Lake in 4A, and Esko will play Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial in AA. Sabika, Red Lake Falls, and Barnum will represent Northern Minnesota in single A. The Eagles and Bombers are the number 2 and 3 seeds and will face each other if they win their first games. Red Lake Falls will play New York Mills, who they beat 2-0 in the regular season. Barnum will start off against West Lutheran. On the other side of the bracket, the Trojans will play defending state champions and top seed United South Central. Games continue in Mankato through Thursday. Championships are Friday in Minneapolis. Athletes from more than 40 rural Northland schools will compete in the state track and field meet. The region will have over 250 entries, and nearly 90 students are positioned to come home with some hardware. But four are the ones to beat this week, with the top seed in single A heading into the meet Thursday. Violet Udovich has the only sub-12-second 100-meter dash time. The Ely sophomore has the fastest seed time by over 0.3 seconds. She was the silver medalist in the 400-meter last year. She has the fastest seed this year by more than 0.8 seconds. Seniors Emily Marquis and Markel Peterson compete for West Marshall, a co-op between Stephen Argyle Central and Warren Alvarado Oslo. Marquis was third in discus last year. Her throw of 135 feet and 8 inches is the farthest seed by over 3 feet. Peterson is the only pole vaulter who cleared 11 feet at sections. And Aiken junior Ashley Asmus has the top seed in the 800 meter. She finished 6th last season. Head to KAXE.org for the full list of competitors. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.